Welcome to the Image and Glory Conference 2025. Open your heart to receive the words of righteousness declared to equip us against the words of darkness. Hearken to these holy words and be empowered to rule and reign.
Amen. Shout hallelujah.
Feet bonds with brass. Feet bonds with brass. Feet bonds with brass. Feet bonds as in a furnace. Brass feet. Brazen feet. Mine angel, mine angel, my angel. Judgment brought judgment. It's brought judgment. It's brought judgment. It's brought judgment to you. It's brought judgment for you. It's brought thoughts, even high judgments. His broad thoughts, angel. His feet is as if they burn in a furnace. Is come with judgment, with judgment, with help, with words, with words. Help and skill, even for my judgments, even for my thoughts, for to navigate through my waters. Soft my oceans and come even into a safe landing of my things, my thoughts. My angel is in your midst. Angel is in your midst. Angel is here. Angel is come. Elohim sent me. He sent me to you to give you things. Things of God. things of Jesus. Things of Jesus. Come with clouds. Come with blessings. Come with help. Angel of the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. John chapter 5, verse 17. And Jesus answered them, "My Father walketh it at all. I walk. My Father walketh it at all. I walk." Then the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. They answered Jesus and said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself." Amen. "But that he seeth the Father do. He does nothing of himself, but that which he seeth the Father." Amen. 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 "For what things soever he doeth, this also doeth the Son likewise." Amen. Amen. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
"The Father loveth the Son, and then sheweth him all things that he himself doeth." Are you saying that? "And he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raised up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will, raised up the dead and quickeneth them. Now for the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. Now he that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. And very verily I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, because he's passed from what? Death unto life." Can we say amen? "Now, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is come, now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live." Amen. "For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life," where? "In himself." He gave to the Son, hallelujah, so that the Son can have life in himself, and had given authority to execute, giving him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Can we say amen? That tells us that's very, very crucial, that's very strong. He gave him the authority to execute all judgment, because we see. Now, Jesus narrowed it to very God's intention from the beginning. Now, the reason why Jesus became qualified, not so, for the execution of all judgment is because he is the Son of Man. Is there anybody saying amen?
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Can we say the Son of Man?
Son of Man.
Shout it, everyone.
Is
there anybody who will say amen?
Amen.
That tells us that the hope God made concerning man can never be broken. God has said, "I will give all things everything, all things that is mine to man. So what qualified Jesus was, because Jesus was a man. Are you listening? You hear me? What did I say? Not just an ordinary man, but was a son. He was the Son of Man. Amen. Was he the Son of Man? Amen. We have had sons of men, not so? But none of them could receive none of them could receive, or none of them did God showeth all things to, that the Father doeth. All things that the Father doeth. I hope you're listening to me. Is it the Father showeth him? Hallelujah. Now, Jesus was the Son of Man. Now, there are things in that phrase. I hope you're not tired tonight. We're already going. The time will come, it will come to pass. We'll finish tonight. Jesus, the Son of Man. Say that after me. Jesus. Amen. So that Son of Man is pregnant. There were a lot of sons of men, but God didn't give it to them. One person that I'm very particular that I know God gave it to, these things God gave to Jesus, was Adam. But Adam turned a blind eye to them. Adam would have received them. That's what my pastor. Amen. Jesus was the perfect plan of God. Adam was the plan of God. Either way, it will have worked. Praise God. And if there was nothing called sin on earth, Jesus will not have come. Man will have come into that estate. Are you getting me? But that tells you how difficult it is to cross that Rubicon. It's an extreme uphill task. Man, for man to just get up there and receive and make partnership with God. Amen. So the living soul man failed. It's not so, my pastor. What did he do, sir? He failed. Now, if you see the Garden of Eden, someone will say, okay, how did God, how are you sure God gave it to Adam? I can show you scriptures if you want me to do that. Amen. Jesus was not the first person. Because the first person failed of that responsibility, God sent the last man. So why did God need the first Adam and the last Adam? Are you getting me? Praise God. Now, unto Adam is the judgment of God appertains, the things God doeth. And that's why God kept Adam in Eden, barricaded him. Are you getting me? And garrison him in a very peculiar place so that God can, with time, show him what he doeth. What God doeth. So from sight and from open eyes, he will see God, and then he will begin to do what God doeth. Is that clear, sir?
Yes, sir.
But he failed of his duty. Now let's see Hebrews chapter 2 verse 5. Is it to angels that he not put? That mean the world to come in subjection, the world to come. For unto the angels he not put in subjection. I'm still on the basis. I don't know if we'll cross to the next ministration. Praise God. But I'm still talking about the revelation, the Son of God. As Pastor puts it for us, the Son of God and the reign of righteousness. I just felt I should stay on that Son of God first, because it's the key. Praise God. He hasn't given the world to come to the to angels, the world to come. That tells you the world to come was actually the promise. Not so. Have you seen that? The world to come was actually the promise. Thank you. Nevertheless, we are according to his promise. Do you see that, sir? Have you seen it, sir? So his promise. So heaven, this present heaven, is not the promise. For look for new heavens, not one. Heavens and a new earth is still going to be new earth and new heavens. What dwelt there? Amen. Praise God. And I can tell you what God is willing to wrought, what God doeth, is righteousness. Amen. So, what he had, the heavens he had made before, amen. You get me? So, the heavens he had what? Hallelujah. Had no righteousness. Yes, there is righteousness. But in the respects of the reality, are you getting me? Of the very original thing, this righteousness meet the rest. Are you getting me? Not the righteousness. Because of the righteousness that excelled. This glory, this one had glory, not so, no more in this respect, because of the glory that excelled. So there was an excellent glory. Hallelujah. And because of that, the very present glory we see is no longer glory. So it's just to foreshadow the coming glory. So the present heaven, of course, there are righteous beings there. It's also the heaven doeth righteousness. But you can see. Amen. Maybe heaven will help us tonight. And just trust in them. Let's just trust them. Amen. What do I mean? If righteousness was the very righteousness that the new heaven will have, were to be present in the present heaven, Lucifer will not fall. Lucifer will fall. And the nature of what the Father doeth will have been with angels. Pastor, the way God raised angels, angels wearing apprentice. Angels were just awoken to see the remote of the expression. They knew how to press it. Amen. It wasn't installed in them by receiving. It was done before they were made, before they are awoken. Am I communicating? What I mean, awoken to life activities. They were asleep when God made those things. When they were being made, those things were made in them. So they did things. So in other words, praise God, they are also duet beings. They do too. They do too. Praise God. They are very, angels are great doers. They do his pleasure. They do his commandments. Amen. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
I want to cross this junction very well. Just it's not easy to. So I said they do, not so. Hallelujah. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So they were made without learning to be perfect. So God finished. They were not made the way Jesus was made. You hear Jesus saying, the Father showed me what ought to be done so that I can be a doer. Not so? I hope I'm communicating. Now, before you can be a doer, there is a initial doing. Not so? Amen. Now, Jesus didn't just wake up and became an inheritor doer. No. Jesus kept. Jesus did. And then Jesus became a doer. So you don't do like the angels do. Now, you will not do like the Father do it. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
So there are stages in doing. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
You don't become perfect doer. Now when I say doer, I'm doing. I'm talking about apprenticeship and professionalism. There is a season for learning. Jesus learned obedience. Not so by the things, which is what, sir? He was doing something. He was doing something. Later on, a time came, Pastor. Jesus came into dimensions where some things were the things he does. Though he were a son, yet learning obedient by things which he. So Jesus was learning, being made perfect, became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Call of God and high priest. After the order of Melchizedek. So Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus was a keeper. Then he did things. Amen. Jesus was doing things. Amen. Let's see. That John chapter 5. Now, let's see. The Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that he himself doeth. He will show him greater works that these ye may marvel. Amen. So, he said, my Father walketh, either to I walk. Verse 17. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father. And what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. So you can see that the Son does not immediately, was not, and the Son was not in store with things on his inside. That's why God has to show him. The Father has to show him. Say, this is what I am doing. Now, how does the Father show him? Showeth him all things. First of all, things come into the hands of the Son. Now, Jesus doesn't just do anything. They have to give him things. They give things into his hand. John said in chapter 4. I hope I'm not boring tonight. Now, for as the Father loved the Son and given all things into his hand. The meaning of his hand means things that would to be do at his share where you among his share. Am I lying to you? This is your share wall. Now, Jesus did more than miracles. Now, the Bible recorded two things Jesus did. In the book of this same book of John, he did miracles. And Jesus did some things that were not miraculous in nature, but they are works. Those ones can never be recorded. John chapter 20, let's see. And many signs truly did Jesus in the presence of disciples in his disciples, which were not written in this book, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, that believe ye might have life through his name. Chapter 21, amen, verse 30, amen. And many other signs, it's okay, and many, he didn't call it signs, many other things which Jesus did. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which if they should be written, everyone, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Not so? So these ones are not miraculous record. What are these? These are things. So Basadia, if they are things, then the Father committed things into his hand. The person that said it wasn't Jesus. It was his cousin who said that. John the Baptist. Now, he wasn't in Jesus' house when he didn't see Jesus. He has never seen Jesus. They met each other while they were in their 30s. But the Father showed him that he had given this one all things. Can we say amen?
Amen?
Now, all things, because he's an Adam, that John is a kind of Adam. Jesus was the last one. Jesus was the last man, last Adam. But Jesus was not the last man. Jesus was the second man. It's a two different between. So it's a last Adam. Praise God. When you check the books of Adams, amen, they are Adams.
Yes,
amen. That tells us all men are not Adams.
Yes,
so it's not easy to raise an Adam.
Yes,
let's see the book of the generation of Adam. Genesis chapter 5. This is the book of how Adams are generated. In the day God created man. Not so? In the likeness of God made he him. Hallelujah. God created man. Not so? Amen. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day they were created. So you can see they are still differentiating between likeness and creation. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Thank you. Then verse 2. Adam lived 130 years. He gathered son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Seth. Now, this ran until Noah and it stopped. Yes, ma'am. Where? It ran until Noah. What happens? They are known to live very long. Amen.
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And I can tell you, men don't have, ordinary men don't have this image and likeness. How you know Adams are those who possess what? The image and likeness. Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
How many of you want me to continue?
Yes, sir.
Noah found grace in his eyes. Adam lived 130 years if he got a son in his own likeness after his image. Now, they have moved likeness forward because Adam had likeness. Now, he could generate children after his likeness. Are we saying amen?
Amen.
And after what, my brother? After him, and call his name Seth. Like that, then shed in us. This is the book of the generation of Adam. Adam. Singular. Not so, sir. So who are those, sir? All of them are Adam. Even Noah was an Adam. So we don't have their kind. God said, I will never bring such ones. The Jesus was the last one. After thousands of years, God has to go and... Okay, if... Look at me. Why will you say Jesus was the last Adam? Bible. That tells there's a technology of raising them. Why Peter? Why was Peter not an Adam? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Why Peter? Why was Peter not an Adam? Because he wasn't. He wasn't raised that way. I want to show you one. Thing that is of a keynote is that when God wants to raise them, God always birth control their birth. He controls how they come from their parents. Check on, because Adam was 100 and something years, that's why it was easy. No. It's because of how he is the one giving instruction on how to give birth. Why weren't they men? Huh? Do you think Adam does not have the fluid of fertilization? What of the egg of what's that for fertilization? Eve does not have that? But why did they have to wait for 100 and something years to get what's that? A child. Pastor, thank you. And Noah's own was terrible. Noah waited for 500 years. Amen. So, it will take an Adam to understand Genesis very well. Amen. Am I talking to you? Amen. Okay. Jesus was peculiar because they needed a new man. They needed the second man to be the last Adam. So God was still interested in the same kind of Adam, but with a different touch. He's tampering him highly, but he's an Adam. Then something peculiar happens. Check all of them. All of them. Their mother waited. Their father didn't give birth to them at the age of 25. Or 26, at the age where that we give birth. Are you listening? Because God was looking for Adam. Childbearing can stop profession of the spirit. You know, that was what Abraham was encumbered with. God saw it, and God decided to come around it and use it to raise Abraham, to grow him. Now, God, now the New Testament era came. They needed a prophet that can introduce the last Adam. So it must never be like Habakkuk. Those are lower prophets. What did you go to see in the wilderness? A reed shaken by the wind? I ask you, what do you see? A man clothed with tapestry? Clothed with silk? You find them in where? King palaces. What are you going to see? A prophet? He says, went he out to see a prophet? Yea, I say unto you, more than a prophet. It's an Adam that is. It's more than what, sir? So you can't compare with any prophet. This man John was higher than Moses. I see unto you among them that are born of women, they have not arisen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Is anybody hearing me? We give praise to God. Are you blessed tonight?
Yes, sir.
We're cutting through that direction. For all the prophets and the Lord prophesied until John. So John didn't prophesy like the rest of the prophesy. That's what he's saying to you. So John didn't come the way they came. John was a different species. His job was to come and prepare the way of the Lord. Now behold, I send my messenger, he shall prepare the way. Amen. You see, in the gospel, they confuse him with Jesus. They came for the same message. John said his message is the kingdom. Repent. He started saying, for the kingdom of God is at hand. So when Jesus came, Jesus said the same thing. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Let's see John. John is there in the Bible. And in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea. No? Okay. And saying, repent ye. For the kingdom of what? Heaven is Satan. So what Jesus was, one phrase of the kingdom that Jesus was mentioning, John mentioned it before Jesus. It was to precede him in ministry. I hope you're not tired tonight.
No, sir.
I just beg you, don't sleep off me. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we say amen? All I'm trying to show to you that Let's see how John was born. The way John was, a very strong, how John was born. Matthew? Okay, look. And in those days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zechariah of the cons of Abia, and his wife was the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken. Where? Who can guess the age of Elizabeth? Almost, maybe let's say 70. It can be what, sir? So when anybody gets to this age, people give up. Let's say 70 upward. I'm sure not 50. 50, there is still hope. Anything can happen. Everybody say amen. Amen. But 70. I get to know boys won't tell you shoot your shot well. No, nothing will happen. Even when you're a Ronaldo, you can't score. Neymar, I don't care. You can't score anything here. The gate is closed. The game is finished. According to men's timing. So why do they have to delay their childbearing? Was it the devil that attacked them? They were walking in the law of God blameless. Is it their sin? They were more righteous than those who are giving birth. So they were, God made sure he put these things there. Less, even those priests giving birth, when they think, what is wrong with this man? You all know him. Now this man, Zechariah, and Elizabeth, his wife, we are pure. When the Bible says you are blameless, you are blameless. You won't enter the Bible when you are not blameless. A record of unblameable, you cannot be. Now, Spirit of God, the director of the Bible is written. Not just righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. But they say, who was barren? Because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were well stricken in years. So if they say they both, even Baba Zechariah, time, nothing, somewhere. Shout hallelujah. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Then if you read the book, Genesis, so God wants to introduce Adam in the season when Adam's generation has vanished. He has to wake that technology up. So he has to begin to walk the priest. The Lord left the law. And I can tell you the best that the Lord produced are these two beings. Jesus was made under the law. John the Baptist came by the law. Amen.
Amen.
It's John and Jesus. Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary without a man. But Zechariah impregnated his wife at an impossible timing. Just to show you how Adams are gotten. They don't just get them anyhow. They will train the soul of their parents and their farm and their father and mother. They will break that tie to natural mind, natural way of thinking. The natural mind will be burnt off. So you see your years passing, and yet you need to give glory to God. That's how God made Adam. That's how you get Adams into this thing. So John, from my calculation, it must take an Adam to introduce an Adam. So you can see, if the last one came, second to the last must also be there. Now, you can't introduce Jesus, because Jesus was a strange Adam. If Jesus were to come to Israel, they would not receive him. So you need an Adam that will bridge the camp, that will prepare the way, and prepare the people that will hear him. Oh my God. Are we saying amen?
Amen.
And John answered and said, I baptize with water, but he that standeth among you, whom ye know not, he it is who cometh after me, and is preferred before me, for whose shoes latcheth, I'm not worthy to unloose. The next day Jesus seeth Jesus coming unto him, and said, behold, John seeth Jesus coming. He said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of what? Of the world. Are we not happy? So God sent someone like John and sent him ahead of time. Now, if the angel that introduced the birth of the last Adam introduced the birth of the person, that I'm just giving you point, then John must have been close to Jesus.
Yes.
Not, I'm talking about in this, they are both Adams.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They are Adams.
Yes, sir.
But Jesus was the last one. So, the idea before was that there was an Adam at the beginning, and then the last one is an Adam. Then Adam is not a name given to one man. Adam is a human title.
Yes, sir.
Or is a prophetic title.
Yes, sir.
The word Adam means the highest man. Of all Adams. Now, Jesus was not the greatest than John. That's not just the only one that is greater than John. The first man was greater than John. Not so? Because he was not born of woman. He was made like the Son of God. In fact, they call him the Son of God. Let's see the book of Luke. In genealogy of Jesus, traced down, which was the son of Enos, which was the son of Shet, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of God. I want to ask you, do you think they made a mistake by putting the Son of God here? Huh? Was there any mistake there? Or maybe they just felt, okay, which was the Son of God just mean he doesn't have somebody like a father. They would just say, whom God was the one, the first man, God was the one who began him. They would have written something there, but not the Son of God. It was the Son of God, but not begotten by God. He was a made son by God. A sonship inferior. Are you listening to me? But it's all, so the word Adam, A-D-A-M-A, Adama, red head, red soil, Adama, In fact, the word Adam means the Son of God. Is it the red hat? Adam. Hallelujah. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Son of God. The Son of God, who is the Son of Man. Angels also are sons of God. The way Adam was a son of God. But the way of God in angels are higher than Adam. He was made little lower than angels. Have I said something?
Yes, sir.
I wasn't made, every one of you. Shout it, every one of you. What is man that thou art mindful of him? The Son of Man that thou visitest him, that madest him little lower than the angels. You have crowned with glory and honor that madest well, and thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Now, to have dominion over the works of your hand is different from put all things under his feet. They are two different things. The first man had dominion over the earth, but they never put all things in subjection to him. Hebrew. For unto the angels that did not put in subjection the world to come. I'm coming. Whereof we speak. But one in a certain place says, fine, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him? The Son of Man that you visitest him. He's talking about the Son of Man. Now, he's referring to man. Now, the question, subject of this matter is a discourse concerning what God wanted to do to man or do with man. That there is something much more sacred and more glorious. A superior world is coming. It does not belong to angels. And that is the promise of God. And the promise of God is that man will own a higher world than the present world. Both heaven and the earth. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
Why in a certain place saying, thou madest him little lower than the angels. You crown him with glory and honor to set him over the works of your hands. Amen. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. Yeah. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things under him. In God's heart, he has already given man that. He has already put all things under him. When they say all things under him, it's not referring to when you see animal or snake. Amen, sir. You tread on, so you can't have that. Don't you want everything under my feet? No. No, he's talking about worlds, not creature only. Both habitats and the things inside. Am I communicating to you? And that's why such a world is the one to come. Amen. Now, he's talking about the elements of creation. Things that makes up the creation. The invisible strength of creation. The answer to man, they should. You can see angels can call east wind, bring quails. If they come to our head, they will operate it more. And quails gathered. Moses couldn't do it. Moses couldn't send wind to go and bring quails. An angel was with Moses. That's why his rod was an insignia for the activity of the angel. Anytime he shows the rod, the angel swings into action. It wasn't Moses' rod that divided the Red Sea. There was something in that rod that the angels see. God put authority for that angel to act. Why did I say so? This present is subject under the feet of angels. Then, but verse 5 of Hebrews chapter 2 now said, listen, the one to come, if angels press button, nothing will happen. No river would divide at the command of an angel. When the feet of an angel touch anywhere, the angel's feet will respect the world to come. Element won't shift. Molecules won't be excited. Are you getting me? Alliance will not, of elements will not bend and shift. Because an angel is there. Amen. Is anyone saying amen?
Amen.
All of us, are we shouting amen?
Amen.
Oh, you said, I sent an angel before thee. You gave me something to prove what I do. And I sent an angel before thee to keep thee in thy way, to bring thee into the place which I prepare. Beware of him who veils, but provoke him not, for you will not pardon your transgression, for my name is in him. So it means everything you see Moses doing, there was a being attached to him. Now, why are they now in chapter 2 of Hebrew, chapter 1 of Hebrew? Now, the discourse is angels. Not so. The whole of chapter 1 is discourse is angels. The whole of chapter 1 is angels. Are you getting me? Worshipping Jesus. So part of the angelic worship is that they should serve those who look like Jesus. Verse 13, are they not all ministering spirits sent for to minister for them? Which are the heirs of salvation. Verse 12, not so? To which of the angels said here at any time? Is that verse 14? Verse 12. This is verse what, 5? Okay, give me verse 12. Just like a vessel, you fold them up. Okay. Oh, you see, instead of me looking up. Thou, Lord, in the beginning, you have laid the foundation of the earth, and the heaven and the works of thy hand, they shall perish, but thou remainest, and shall work so as dirty garment. That tells you the person right now in charge of all things, I hope I'm talking to you, is busy wanting to fold the present. Moving down to what, sir? And he wants to bring the world, the one to come. He's actually an high priest of things to come. And as a vesture shall thou fold them up, not so, and they shall be changed, because your ears shall not fail. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand, until I make your enemies thy footstool? He went back again to the proclamation of God to the Son. He said to the angels, to the Son, sit with me on my right hand, I will make your enemies your footstool. He never said that to any angels. Why is he saying that? So from chapter 1, from verse 1, is a comparison, drawing a contrast between angels and Jesus.
Yes, sir.
I hope I'm talking to you.
Yes, sir.
Why? They are actually making a contrast of the present and the one to come. And that Then the summary, the end of chapter 1 is just a narrative that is bringing across to us that the one to come, it needs to come, and the present need to give way. And I can tell you the reason why Jesus is sitting on the throne is to roll away this present war. Did you get that?
Yes, sir.
What did I say? Because this is not his world. The present heaven is not his heaven. He's made higher than the heavens. Hebrews chapter 7. Made higher than this heaven. So what is he wanting to do? He's wanting his activity that is for in for shoring to make, are you getting me, the present go. The present still exists. You get me? Ask me why. Can you tell me why the present exists? Yeah, the present is existing. Heavens, both angels and God. God and angels. Angels, the present angels are willing and are eager for it to go. They are not interested in their world anymore. The things they desire to look into. Am I coming? They are not. They are anticipating the next world. They've seen the champion, the captain of that war. Anytime they see Jesus, they are not seeing the present. They behold his face. So the Lord God said to them, can you serve this, my son? He's got a project. He's seated with me on the right hand side of mine, expecting till his enemy be made his footstool. Is to aspire the present and actually excite it to move away fast. We give praise to God. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Is anybody who have a problem with my thought? Thank you so much. I'm only talking about Hebrews chapter 1, not so?
Yes,
if you know Hebrews chapter 1 very well, amen. I didn't cram it. I understood it. I understand it. I am seeing it. And I have, God is quickening it inside of me. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing why Jesus is on the throne. Amen. I'm seeing what, sir? Are they not all ministering spirits sent for to what? Who shall what, sir? Then he now pause. Then chapter 2, verse 1. We need to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them sleep. If the word spoken by angels were steadfast, and every word, sir, and disobedient receive a just recompense of reward. It means angels speak, their words were steadfast. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Now he's talking not to everybody, he's talking to the children of God. Don't neglect so great salvation. Don't neglect so great salvation. If we neglect so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord, when the Lord was here on earth, all his teaching was this message, so great salvation. Amen. Now, the Lord talked little about new birth. He mentioned it to who? Nicodemus. But the Lord spoke greatly his message. Hallelujah, was the message of Adam. A son of man. This Adam, I'm going somewhere, say amen.
Amen.
Is commissioned by God. God has given him all things. When he gave him all things, he has given him the future. He has given him new heavens. He has given him new heart. After he died and after resurrection, he assumed the place of authority to bring to pass this great project. But something delays him. Enemies. And the enemies are not stronger than him. But the enemies hang somewhere. Now, the world to come cannot come if you don't desire it. You and I don't like it. What we want to do, achieve in the present, then go to heaven. But the heaven we are going to is not really our own. Angels owns heaven. Hallelujah. Maybe God gave the angels the heaven after he made it finish. It is their own. It's their habitation. Then God gave earth to Adam. As he given to the sons of men, children of men, he gave the head. And I can tell you, God gave the head for one purpose. It's not to be rich here. It's so that we can procreate and find this will and get out. And get the will done. That's the purpose of man. Hear me. Hear the whole duty of a man. Fear God and keep his commandment. This is what, sir? Pastor, you know, he went into all departments of business and was talking, is concluding about the thesis of every, what's that? Human endeavor. Vanity upon vanity. Knowledge. He says it's a vexation of spirit. Even wisdom. There are people who are sunk in knowledge. All of leading and reading, leading and reading. You actually... the end. What are you doing to yourself? You only, you can, there's no way you can read past anything. Just be reading. You read and read and read. Not so, sir. You won't pass. There's no way you can beat vanity by reading. You read into vanity. Oh, that my ambition. Am I communicating to you? That I am supposed to be the best professors in the world. And then I give it to Jesus. At the end, Jesus will tell you, I don't want it. It's dung. Why, you want to offer me dung? Oh, you don't understand me. Am I the one who call it dung? Achievements are dung. Escrete. Physics. Amen. 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 So you can see there are enemies. The enemy is very smart. The enemy saw it that there will be new heavens and new earth by prophecy. And quickly now say, okay. Oh, Elohim. This is what you want to do. So you want to expose me into an atmosphere I can't really wield any element. I can't operate. It is a demobilization. So it will fight. It will fight what's that? The desire of those who want to cooperate with he who sits on the throne. So, are you seeing Jesus? Praise God. Can you tell me why Jesus is sitting on the throne, every one of you? To rule away the present. It's there in chapter 1 of Hebrew. You say like a vesture. You fold them up. They shall wax, they shall perish, and thou shalt wax, they shall wax old as doth a garment. Not so? and they shall be changed, but thou art the same. Thy years shall not fail. It means the present will fold away and grow old. Heavens and the earth will go. They are going. Ask angels secretly, please, Michael, come. Tell me the truth. Is heaven growing older? He will tell you. It's true. You people need to make haste. I'm not the one. Okay, let's see it. Let's see Hebrew chapter 1. Let's see. Heaven and the earth. The heaven. Thou art laid the foundation of the earth, thou Lord, in the beginning. You laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hand. Heavens are the works of thy hand. They shall perish. Now the earth is singular. Heavens are plural. So this world is more to heaven. So if heaven is they shall perish. If heaven is perishing, what? The imam is born and you are asking, please let me preserve his beard. Before that, it has been cleansed up quickly. And as a vesture shall that you fold them up, they shall be changed, but you are the same. Thy years shall not fail. I love the word, they shall perish. Read that again. Thou and as a vesture, how will you do? You will fold them up. And they shall change. But thou art the same. How will God, Jesus, fold heavens and the earth as a vesture? It will pass away. And it will fold away. And then burst away. Noise. It will met not so, sir. With noise. But the day of the Lord, okay, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall met with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be born up. You see that the way the psalmist put it, he mentioned heavens. Peter now said the earth also. Amen. Shall be born up. Let's see the season it passed away. Before Bible finished, it went away. Chapter 20. 21 say new heaven. 20:11. I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. You see, so that's why I say pass away with a great noise. So it means when it's going away, there will be noise. But this one say, pass away. But it will flee. The speed. Not so. Who knows geography here very well? Who did geography in school? Stand up, my brother. One. Say it again. Say it again. How many miles per hour? Is there any plane that is as fast as that? So it means what we are doing, where we are on this earth, you are landing, you are living here, is running. But you demo. Sir, I want you to think. Are you get? Do you hear me? What do you say, Mike? Tosin, you did geography in school. Quickly, what is the rotational speed? Let's hear Pastor Tosin talk to us.
Hello. It's 1,670 kilometers per hour.
That is the
rotation. Then 66,660 miles per hour for revolution.
Jesus Christ. Around the sun, not so. Now that speed has to move. That movement, there's a rotation for every day and night. A speed is necessary for your day and night. And then you need the speed to move around the sun for a year. So you have to run, it has to run how many miles? 66,000 miles, 600 per hour. So you now know how what, my brother? How large the distance to go around the sun. Are we saying amen?
Amen.
So when the Bible says he's going to flee, he's not fleeing, you know, right now. That's what I'm going to. It means something will happen. Everything will increase their speed. It means it's going to move at a terrific speed where it will burst into flame completely. 66,000 miles by what? Is there any missile that can run that speed? So we've not been able to make anything that is as fast as that. But yet, Pastor, our world is running. If the world runs more than this, so those who do science, they live, there's what's called balance of forces. All those orbits of those planetary body, they are all forces. God is the one balancing, and they are moving, and all of them are running. Shout hallelujah. God, isn't it? So those who joke with God, they say, I just wonder, scientists have collected the world from God and say it's not existing. They hate Bible. Because Bible did not discover physics. What does it need it for? Calculation. What does it need it for? All those your calculation, where has it kept you? Hello, sir. Can I say something to you? I want to tell you what matters is what God gave to us. Yes. What will make you rule this world is the teaching that you need to have. Father, I thank you for tonight. Can I go continue quickly? Praise God. Father, we give you praise. Shout hallelujah. I am moving away the world that is present. So you can see that Jesus, who is sitting on the throne, and he has been ordained by God to take everything apart. Take this present world. It's not just the devil. Plus the devil, plus the world, and everything is going to move them away. So don't try to engage Jesus in the war. You don't even know who he is. Wow. When you say, "Thou, O Lord, art made heavens, art laid the foundation of the earth, the heavens are the works of thy hand." You need a lot of respect and honor in your heart for Jesus. I just give praise to God. I want to begin to see, maybe I can begin to denuendo, come down, shout hallelujah. They shall perish, but thou remainest. They shall wax old as doth what? A garment. And now, it means God will not take the world away when it's fresh. These verses are written a long time ago. Amen. They were in the book of Psalms. Close to 3,000 years ago. Pastor, the world has not been for a million years. It's not. There were thousands. This present world and the heavens, they are world of thousands, not millions. What do you say, sir? They are not world of what, sir? They are world of what, sir? So don't think that the devil, an angel, has been ancient. Forget Oyinbo boys talking on the internet. You serve him. You know the way they really talk. AI, not so. The online, there's a man called Anina. I don't know where they get them from. I say, yeah. I say, these are liars. Am I communicating to you? Read the Bible. They don't like to labor. Labor in the Bible. Amen. So the world is, the angels are not extremely very old as you think. Maybe the angels have spent nearly up to a million years. No. No, not so, sir. Iniquity is not too old like that. It's not too old, sir. It's not iniquity. It came in the last days of heavens. It's of heavens. That's when they pushed it out. It's a what's that? So it came to our head. Shout hallelujah. And that corrupted all men. Death passed upon all men. Amen. Father, we give you praise. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is something I want to say finally. So, God told the angels, lash on him. Hold him. If you want to remain. Hold him. Worship him. because he will remain. Hold him, because your world will go. Hold him. He will give you rest in the next habitat. Then you can now understand why all ministry spirits are eager to minister to you. Are you seeing it? I'm happy you are seeing it. You know, at times we rush this book, not so, sir. So you can see, are they not ministering spirit? Minister for them, we shall be heirs of salvation. They now talked about how enduring their word is. The meaning of that word spoken is talking about the present that is going. If the present has steadfastness and strength, what of the one to come? Don't disobey the one to come. If you disobey the present heavens, present word, if the word spoken, not word spoken, word, is a genetics, is a sentence of angel. There is something they are saying. I hope I'm talking the angelic code, the angelic seed. Don't disobey what they say. Can we say amen?
Amen.
You see, a just recompense of reward. How shall we escape if what we neglect? So what, sir? Which are begun to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that had him. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It was confirmed with all manner of things, signs and wonder, gifts of the Holy Ghost, diverse miracles, according to God's will. For unto the angels that he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. So we will now, I want you to marry something. The present war, under whose subject is that God put it? Now, for unto the angels that he not put what, sir? Where? Are they not ministering spirit? Sent for to minister for them. We shall have what? It's not every Christian. It's those who now inherit salvation. So great salvation. Heirs of salvation. Hear me. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Who are they? Anyone who is tilting towards salvation. You see the ministry of angels. They are happy. Hey, hallelujah. Happy that a soul is repenting. What is your repentance? Your repenting is turning away from the chase of man to chase the world to come. Is there anybody who will say amen?
Amen.
Now, to buttress this, to strengthen my statement concerning repentance, is in that first, 2 Peter chapter 2. It's not God's that anybody should perish, but what's that? That all should come to repentance. God is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but longsuffering is towards us, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. So what are we repenting from? Then we should repent from our hold on the affinity of the present, which fallen angels have taught us. There's a kingdom of darkness. The orientation of the dark lord lying with the present that has pulled us into a wrong dominion, whereby we are corrupting We are dying. So, if you leave men, leave them time, they will perish. But God is not slack. But God is long-suffering. That everybody should come to a halt, ground to a halt, chase after the present. Living for the dominion of darkness. Seeking true repentance is to repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. So the kingdom of God is not of the present. Thank you so much. The kingdom of God is what, son? Is to all to come. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Then take me back to that Hebrew. Quickly, amen. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
No, no, no. Peter, sorry. Second Peter. Second Peter, God bless you. We are still coming here. But the day of the Lord is what, sir? Okay. Have we gotten to that place of repentance? Okay, thank you. Quickly. You see it? All should come to repentance. After that, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. It means heavens and the... Jesus kept saying it. They will pass away. Amen. When you know that this will happen, you won't put your eggs in this basket. You won't put your soul here, because they want to really destroy it. They will remove it. I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Take me back. Yeah. Heaven and the earth shall pass. No, Hebrew, Peter, take me back to Peter. Born up for repentance sake. God wants people to come repentant. He wants them to come into repenting for this sake, because this is the promise. This is the promise. What is the promise, sir? New heaven. Then let's see 11. Hallelujah. Seeing that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all conversation and godliness? All holy conversation and what, sir? And godliness. All of it. Everyone say, amen. Hallelujah. Then it means when you are godly, you must have had impetus, ability to seek, looking for, and hastening. Looking for. This thing is too much here. How many witnesses? Looking for. Don't just look for, but hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved. He said we should be hastening. And the element shall melt with fervent heat. We said we should be looking for it. Can we read it? Looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God. Where he said, so the day of God. Say the day of God. This will occur in the day of God. Wherein heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt where? Fervent. How many heavens? Plural heavens. 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 Not one. Heavens. Amen. Wherefore, not so. Nevertheless, we, according to what? Say that to us. Look for what, every one of you? Wherein what? So it means the present, if it has righteousness, and fire won't engulf it. If that flame come, it won't catch it. Wherein dwelleth right? Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace without spot. Not even for lake. Mm-mm. It's for habitations. This is the real repentance. Amen. Is there anything under it? An account that the Lord something of our God is salvation. Even as our brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, had written unto you. Is anyone saying amen?
Amen.
So can I come again? So you can see that repentance is to hastening, to look for. To look for new heavens and new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. All that we have things to crack this night. Can I go further?
Yes, sir.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God. Are you getting me? And our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Can we say amen?
Amen?
But before you can look for the grace of God, must have taught you to deny worldliness and ungodliness in this present world. So the purpose of the grace of God is to leverage something, is to raise your capacity for denial. Ability to deny worldly laws and ungodliness. And then it will teach us how to live soberly, righteously, and godly where in this present world. Then what will it? Then looking. Now, to looking for. Once you look for habitat. And this one says, look for person. There is a thing there. They are saying something. That actually, the purpose of this being, why you are looking for this, the reason why you should look for the appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. I say, okay, the other one says, look for heavens and the earth. I will tell you. Ephor. What you should look for first, what you should be desiring, what you're able to look for, is look for heavens. It didn't say look for new earth and new heavens. Look for the new heavens. And what? So if you have looked for and sought for heavens, then get earth. What does that mean? Yeah, when going, you go through the head. But before you can look for, before this statement is applied, you must have actually acquired head. But he's not saying you should look for heavens and the new head. What does that mean? What do you do with head? I will tell you. The first is that you're a citizen of the new head first. Through your sober living, and denying of ungodliness to godliness, what they lost to righteousness. Am I communicating to you? So what are you looking for? Then look for heavens. Then when you get heavens, then you can now get hurt. I will tell you why. Have you seen it, Mike? So when you get heavens, then you'll be able to reign on earth. You'll be able to reign on earth. Is that with... It is that we shall reign in heaven. Reign. We use earth for reigning. Hallelujah. You mean you what, sir? You reign from earth. That's why the world, that is how the world to come will be committed to you. Am I communicating to you? Now the word reigning from heaven, I will show you something. He is a blessing and the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. What does that mean to reign from the earth? On the earth. Your reign, if it didn't appear on earth, is not fulfilled. You should start reigning from heaven. Pastor, Jesus is reigning in heaven, but he's not yet showing. It has to show on earth. That's why Jesus will come here and spend 1,000 years. So Satan, thank you. You can see what Satan is doing with earth. What is he using the weak habitat to do? So that in their feet. Yeah. Yeah. So, and he can't have footstool here except the footstool creature are willing to submit to him. I hope I'm communicating to you. Even though you are the all powerful, you are not reigning here. Your expression is not. He said, he will, for he must reign. Till he has what, sir? All enemies. Where? Exactly. Under his foot. All. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. So the Lord has not put all enemies yet. Where? Ask me how. That's why Hebrew was written. And you are the one who will help it. So that is why those who love is appearing. Some people don't want him to appear. So Satan has feasted men with hate, love that will actually hate the coming of the Lord. So the coming of the Lord is not rapture. Rapture is not coming. Rapture is cease. Is to take you, is not to give us new body. The Lord won't come. The Lord will meet with the Lord in the air. I'm talking about the Lord coming to earth. It's a different thing. That's when we say the Lord has come fully. But Satan does not want he doesn't want the era of Maranatha on earth. Oh. I think I'm talking about the rainy already. That was the guy. I didn't know I would come to end time. So the Lord wants to reign. So you can see the earth, your suit, your body, your head suit is a great gift. Touch yourself. Say body. All of you must say it. All of you must shout it. Can I say something? Will you believe it? How many of you know that your human body is this greatest commodity sought for in the universe? Ask me why diseases, sicknesses, all these things. They don't know how to, evil spirit, they don't, in trying to reign, they scatter it. In trying to what, my brother? Seeing raining in the mortal body, they are destroying it. Satan is trying to, and demons are even spoiling show for him. Attacking. They have problem. So even say demons have problem. Demons are giving Satan trouble. Most of our guys won't come. I'm being called Buddha. What am I complicating? Don't let anything get to them. Anything that gets to them, what happens that we spoil? We're very unintelligent beings. Oh, God, sir, forgive us. We are sorry. We thought he said we should allow us. That's why we are trying to reign too. Is that how to reign? Otoge. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, condemns sin. God wants to take the flesh back. What does he want to do? I want us to shout it. All of us must shout that, everyone. So one point is remaining. Have I said something? So why are those high upper Herculean angels according to those upper Herculean? Amen. The chief, the archangels, or the chief of the princes. Why all these ministering spirits? Why are they ministering to the heirs? I can tell you why. You know what they are doing? That ministration in turn shows the relinquishing of right to man. Things have been under their subjection. So now they want to give man. Every of them must give you everything they hold. So each of them has their name. All of them. All the angels with names must give an equivalent. They must give their name to new names. Ogasa, it's your time. It's your turn. So when Jesus is sending them, there is a Gabriel in the world to come. There is a name in the world to come that is like that. There is a Michael that is in the world to come. Not so sad. Is the name. So there are names being made so much better than the angel as he had by inheritance obtain a more excellent name than they. So you can see when they come to minister to you, they come in the order of their name. So they are ministering their name. They are giving their names. So, not the exact name. You see, when God is sending the real Michael, is it Michael? God wants to give the Michael, real Michael, the real likeness of God. And an angel that bears that name will come and minister it. He will minister it. So what is he ministering? He's coming to redeliver to you the subjection of the world to come. Things are under they are in the hands of those people. The present is under their subjection. Hello, sir. The future can't come just like that until they will have to transfer the authority to you. And the Lord Jesus is the one who is on the throne officiating that, telling which one to come, how to meet the people who will inherit salvation. So you can see, can we shout hallelujah? Come, bring all things under his feet. So bringing all things under his feet, say everyone say feet. He must reign till he had put all enemies under his feet. But the world to come when is not given, is not put in subjection to the angels. The angels are not put, is it unto the angels, he not put in subjection the world to come that we speak. But God wants this world to come to be under your subjection, and not all of you. Is those who will be heirs. Please hear me. Chapter 1, the last verse. Link it. So, Pastor, are you seeing it? So, are they not ministering spirits sent for to minister for them? Who shall be heirs of salvation? So, what are they trying to do? Inherit salvation. So, that salvation that they are teaching you, there's a whole lot of things in salvation. Have I come? When you are saved, when you say, I am saved, is not an ordinary inheritance. It means no one is saved without responsibility of the new world. Dominion will be given to you. So Jesus is the heir of all things, not so. But there should be joint heirs. There should be joint heirs. All of us should say that, sir.
There should be joint heirs.
Can we shout that, every one of us?
There should be joint heirs.
With who, sir? With Christ. Heirs of God. Thank you, my pastor. Thank you, pastor. Thank you. I love these princes. Prince. So somebody is a prince in the spirit. Am I communicating? A prince is a dutifully king. Yes, sir. Somebody who is doing, it's not all kings that does things. A king whose activity is known. Because Lord Dollar is the prince of the market.
Yeah.
Yen want to remove it. America now have a president who is a beast. He's a beast of market.
Yes.
That guy is a genius. He's fighting the whole and his economy, wrestling with nations. God saved America, sir. If that man hadn't come, economically wise, he would have gone. But this guy sustained it. There's something about his mind. Trump's mind, an economist, is not school, is talent. He said his Obama does not have talent. Why is he using talent? Oh, ancient language. He said they don't have talent. Hillary, they don't have talent. So he knew it, but he can speak English. The Congress speech that make you feel the gross income, something, you think, hey! But there is nothing inside. Trump understands everyday arithmetic. I'm going to talk the market. And he can wheel it from any angle. Is helping America. So you can be in the kingdom and you are not ruling. So God wants to produce princes. Say amen.
Amen.
Those angels are targeting those beings. They are looking for those people that will be legible for the world to come. that the Lamb will rule with them. You don't get me. Oh my God. When I mean rule with them. Amen. In the world to come, allocation is inevitable.
Yes, sir.
Responsibility is not in. Is where now? Now you authorities. Do you know we have angels of different things in the present?
Thank you, sir.
That must happen in the world to come.
Wow.
They say one has power over fire. Angel of the waters. They're all manner of what's of angels according to their name. Now, and you can understand, every one of you, that these angels, these present angels, say amen.
Amen.
Are we saying amen?
Amen.
It was that these present angels
are
old. They have salvation. They have their own salvation, on which hinges the authority of their name. So when angel is looking at you, he's looking at you. How safe are you? How secured are you? What is your lasting strength? When they say you are gold, what carat? When they see Jesus, they saw Jesus' gold. They knew this is different. This is not from here. This is from another place. It's not from the present. It's a gold. Do you get me? Write it down. Now, the one being saved unto the uttermost is to be made higher than the heavens. We must be saved, more secured. God wants to trust us more than angels. So God brought the first model, the Son of God, and said, this is the person you ought to look like. So Jesus is the being with the inheritance. So when you see Jesus, you should be able to read your inheritance. What you're supposed to be, look like. Amen. Can I go further?
Yes, sir.
How many of you want me to talk?
Yes, sir.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is your heart opening?
Yes, sir.
You know, you know God does not want profane people who said, what is it to me about this birthright? The world to come. The world to come. The sin of Satan is that the world that he dwelt, he allowed the habitat to eat him up. If you be so, you know, I said God wants you to be so saved beyond angels. Pastor, if God give the world to come to angels, they will fail. You can't trust them. Because that habitation is stronger than them. I can give you a car. As I can give some people, call somebody and give him. What's the name of? What's your name, sir? Dosin. If I give you, stand up. I give you helicopter. No, just say you have money to fuel it, money to pay for, with your soul stature right now. Do you think it will weigh you down and drag you a bit and drag you? You are so sure in yourself it won't happen. So don't think all those boys that are riding planes are strong. Those things are stronger than them. When habitat is stronger than the inhabitant. It will drag you down. It will slow you and slow your pace in being safe. Pastor, the nature of habitation and their inhabitants is that the inhabitants should be greater than the habitat. Well, in case that you are finding habitat overcoming inhabitants. You know, God said concerning the promises, the land that devoured what, sir? Habitants. A land is not supposed to. But Satan has written a code that habitation should kill inhabitants. So man in himself does not carry salvation. Sit down. Let me round up this thought. This is what I want to say. Are you ready for me?
Yes, sir.
Why the world to come? The world to come is going to be your own. It's going to be your solid sphere for your art, for your worlds. I'm talking now. The habitations to come, new heavens and new earth. Am I coming?
Yes, sir.
It's a promise for the manifestation of who you are going to be. Is not, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
So you are supposed to be so saved that neat. That you are going to be superior to it. God needs to bring it under your feet. Nobody can get that work done. It's God and Jesus to walk in you that which is well pleasing, even in His sight. And as everything to the new, to the heirs, anything earthly they release to you is to train you on how to handle your world to come. Some people concerning salvation, God didn't too bother. He gave them things because He knows they will never be saved here. He knows there is nothing I can do. They won't seek me. But let them come to the world to come. They will be there. That's the time they can learn to say, to hear me, and then I will save them. The present is too strong. The habitat is stronger than the inhabitant. Some people will never come to church if you give them a block of oil. Oil block. Crude oil. You have blocked them. Ajamuhata. Hey, Sona. Now, wherein dwelleth righteousness. See that, sir? Our Father is comfortable for righteousness to dwell in the world to come. Amen. Say it. Yeah, so it means the world to come can run righteousness. You can find righteousness there. Amen. So what is called righteousness? Who can tell me? Huh? Righteousness. Who can tell me what is righteousness? What is righteousness? Huh? God's high life. Praise. Is that what you say, sir? God's standard. It's okay. Righteousness is more than standard. It's okay. It's life. The life. God's life. Of course, God's life is God's rule. Righteousness is the original life that was not in any habitation. But God is bringing forth a world. He's going to bring two worlds. Then he will put the original life there. Are you getting me? The very right life. Now, the angelic lives are a veil. They veiled as against the original. The angelic life is some righteousness, but not. That's not the righteousness. Something makes God's life right. That's so. Something makes it right. There are factors that makes the life of God to be the right one. We've been looking for right life since. The one that is right is the one that God has. And God is bringing it forth. And God says, okay, my world, the world to come, will carry the life that is mine and that is originally right. So we're going to see all the essence of righteousness that the throne of God is established upon. Can we shout hallelujah? Everyone say rightness. Righteousness. Righteousness. Say it again, everyone. I want us to shout it, sir.
Righteousness.
Say it again.
Righteousness.
It's life. He said the spirit is life because of righteousness. So righteousness that the world to come will carry. We are going to see righteousness done in people. You are going to see righteousness being received in people. You are going to see righteousness being demonstrated by people. We are going to see it. You are going to see those who have become the righteousness of God showing it, demonstrating it. Not just demonstrating it and also giving it. Say amen. Can we shout hallelujah? I'm not hearing you say amen. Can we shout hallelujah? Pastor, why the son is not, why is the son remaining? It's because it's righteousness. Eshesan. That's the genes. I can tell you something can be righteous, but it's not righteousness. Yes. Things can be righteous, but it's not righteousness. Things can be righteous, but they are not what, sir? So, it's from righteous to the righteousness. Called the righteousness of God. We must get it. When it becomes righteousness, you become unmovable. You can't turn anymore. You may remain. You become unchangeable. And that is what they want to install in us. Finally. Amen. Can we shout hallelujah? I'm not hearing you say amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Amen. So I am moving into... I want to do some dividing a bit. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. All things are passed away because... And what? All things are become new. Amen. Then what happened? And all things are of God. So this is actually the new world. Not so my pastor. This is the new world. It's purely the new world. Now, this is the new... Are you hearing me? Now, this is not habitat. These are inhabitants. Are you saying that? It's a man. Man. Are you in Christ? You are new. You should not just be new in your spirit. Have a new life in your soul. Have the new you. Like mommy was talking, put on the new man. New soul. New soul. Say new soul. That is the first righteousness. New soul is the righteousness of Christ. It's the righteousness of earth. Because heavens and the earth has righteousness dwelling there. So you can attain the righteousness of the new earth here. Now, for the fact that your spirit is born again, you become an occupant of that world without inheritance. But when you build Christ in you, what do you have, sir? You have the new earth. You inherit. The new earth is not the habitat. The new earth is the life that is in the habitat. That will make you a controller of it. You have an inheritance. This is having an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ. So the kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of God. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And all things are of God. Again. And all things are of God. Amen.
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 Who hath reconciled us to himself? Now, first of all, God reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and had given to us the ministry of what, pastor? Not so my pastor. Can we shout hallelujah? And then the next one, let's say the next one. To we that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto him, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us. What has he committed to us, sir? Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now that we are ambassador for Christ, with this decision by us, pray in Christ that ye be reconciled to God. And for he had made him to be sin, for who knew no sin? Is it the sacrifice Jesus had to pay for you to get the righteousness of God, that we might be made the righteousness of God? It should come to a place where when you see a man, the man has become the righteousness of God. Now, there are two things that will be at play. the word of reconciliation. And what again? The ministry of reconciliation. There are two things. Everyone say the word of reconciliation. Am I complicating this? Say it again, every one of us. So the word of reconciliation is different from the ministry of reconciliation. Not so, Pastor. Now, the word of reconciliation is the beginning of reconciliation. Then the ministry of reconciliation is actually the reconciliation. So the word precedes the ministry. So the word of reconciliation is called the word of righteousness. Then the ministry of reconciliation is called the ministry of righteousness. These two things are different. Not so, Pastor. Pastor, am I? Amen. You said it before me. So the word of reconciliation is different from the word ministry of reconciliation. So the word of reconciliation is the word of righteousness. The ministry of reconciliation is the ministry of righteousness. So the word of reconciliation is the word of God. is the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Then the ministry of reconciliation is the ministry of God. Is the ministry of God. Is that clear, sir?
Yes, sir.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the word of reconciliation deals with the word of God.
Yes, sir.
Ministry of reconciliation deals with the ministration of righteousness. So you can't have righteousness. So you can be righteous, yet you are not the righteousness of God. Before you can enter the, you can become the righteous, you have to enter into the ministry of righteousness. So God differentiates between word and ministry. Now, word of God will change you from glory to glory. When you look into a glass, that's the word. That's not the ministry.
James 1
is the word of reconciliation. Well, ministry of reconciliation is not looking at yourself. It's presenting your heart. Am I talking to you?
Yes, sir.
You watch, my brother. You give your heart for covenant.
Yes, sir.
Now, and you cannot give your heart for covenant if you are not mature to offer your heart. I think the second one is reigning in righteousness.
Yes, sir.
Pastor, do you know that's not what I wasn't thinking I would teach it today. You see that? We move into it, not by plan.
Yes.
Who moves us into it, sir? So he talked about ministry of reconciliation first here in 2 Corinthians, then talked about the word of reconciliation. John said, I was in Patmos for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. So ministry of reconciliation is actually the season of the testimony. So testimony is a ministry. Hallelujah. It's a ministry. It's more than word. It's a ministry. I don't know if I'm saying something. It's a ministry. It's more than God. It's more than the word. Why do they call it ministry? Ask me. I'll tell you, because it involves blood. And because there is blood being involved, law is inevitable. The law of the blood. The law of the blood. And they are for covenant. They are for covenant. The word of God is different from the blood of God. The word is different from the cup. The flesh is different from the cup. So the flesh is the word. The blood is the ministry. So it's clear there is no going to be raining until you get to the ministry. Yes, sir. Pastor, they say, I will just say something. The word builds you up. Yes, then you can start ministry. Thank you so much, sir. Yes, sir. You need stature for the ministry. The word is a builder. Thank you so much, sir. Testimony is not a builder. It's for ministry. It's for ministry. I hope I'm talking to you.
Yes, sir.
Can we say ministry?
Ministry.
I want to say something now. Let's open 2 Corinthians chapter 3. If the ministration of condemnation be glory, how much more does the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory? Then give me the verse before. But if the ministration of death, say, sir, written and engraving in stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not separately behold the face of Moses, which for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away. How shall not the ministration of the Spirit? That's all. So, when you are dealing with Spirit, is a ministry. So there is no glory. Not so, sir. When you have not gotten to the place of the law or the place of the Spirit, this is where I'm going. The strength of death is the ministration. Death has a ministry. Not so, Pastor. So the ministration of death, what he was talking about there, was Old Testament. But I'm talking about there is an original death. Is a ministration. So it's a ministry. Even though he has his own word. But it has a ministry at the same time. It has his what, my brother? It has his ministry.
Yes,
sir. In me, Satan knows how to kill. Satan can give death. You know, sin came, but death has not come. They didn't enter at the same time. So when death came, my brother and sir, Pastor, when sin, it was sin that was in the heart of Cain, make him to build a city. Am I communicating to you? Before death came, when death came, men could not withstand, because death, look at what they call death, is what moved men away from God. See, it means when death came, mommy, death is glory. Every ministry is a work of glory. So when trying to get glory done, you perform ministry. What is the purpose? The purpose of glory, I'll tell you. Ask me, what is the reason for glory? Is to pull away completely. Off. So it means Satan was, after Satan brought sin, sin pulls. Sin entices. Death doesn't entice. Death cut off. Death annihilates. Death sniffs life completely. So the high priest too. Our Lord Jesus is a mediator of what, sir? Of a new covenant. Say that to me. That's his ministry. That's where his ministry reside. He's a dealer with death. He knows how to offer death to death. Am I talking to you? You understand, sir? So he knows how to offer death to death. He knows how to kill death with death. He even said, I am alive forevermore, having the keys of hell. I can generate hell. I can generate death. I hope I'm talking to you. Then I can cut the reign of death, the last enemy. You now know why, sir. Because it's the last thing. To deal with. Because it's a ministry. It's more than word. You need a ministry to do it. Are you blessed? So, let me just leave you hanging. Tomorrow we'll continue. Amen. Let's just be thanking him. Let's give him praise. Can I say something? There is something about this Son of God. The Lord was telling me today about the Son of God that Jesus is so superior. He has passed into powers. And I can tell you, the highest power of a being is that he cannot be known except by revelation. Yes, sir. My son has passed into a dimension where he can only be known except I reveal him. Without revealing him, you won't know him. That's the kind of person that reigns. We have the person we are dealing with is not a lie. The way he's so feast, the way he's fasting, the way he's so sure and steadfast is beyond ages. What God has done in the Son is a terrible, remarkable work. Yes, sir. Remarkable work.
Yes, sir.
How many of you know now? I want to just show you something. What we are enjoying now. What you and I are enjoying now. All this, not knowledge, all this exposure, all this work we are seeing, all these things they are showing is a reigning of the Son. It's reigning. To you are learning. But he is reigning. What is coming in, sir? Yeah, he's raining. It's because his raining spirits are giving way. For you to be taught, they have to break covenants. They have to break the hold of spirits. You see how they are keeping you eating leaven? It is raining. He has power to hold you down. The sun has power to hold it till 3 days coming. We should. Do you know they can hold us? Time will pass, we won't know. I'm not trying to say you are energizing. Honestly, we all think it's a second. We can. Is it? It's so powerful that we can lose the count of days. The person I'm seeing, or the person I'm this being, at the same time, is cautious. The Lord is very cautious. He doesn't just jam things to an environment. He gradually announces himself because he's a very gentle person. At times when kids are trying to meet for 17 hours, they went out trouble. The son has not escorted them. Flesh escorted them. Zeal. And God understands. Can we say amen? Take it easy. Be yourself. Let your level be known. Let your moderation be known to all men. For the Lord is at hand. Are we blessed tonight? Let's thank Him. Let's thank Him.
Words have spirit. Words has life has come unto you. Now is the season to walk in the things spoken. For more messages, visit our website at www.facetagate.org. Stay blessed!